Skills needed to deliver a successful group presentation. You know, for lots of recruiters, there's nothing more frightening, daunting, or perplexing, but potentially as productive as making a group presentation at a Center of Influence event. Let's look at 12 specific how to do it steps that can help you make a powerful, persuasive, and productive presentation. Here they are. 1. Know what you're getting into before you get there. Who are the attendees? What are their roles, personal agendas, and professional concerns? Are they a choir audience or a group of people you're trying to win over? When are you presenting? Before or after a meal? Before or after another speaker? If given the option, offer to speak last. People tend to remember the last speaker better. What's the room configuration and seating arrangement? Will you be speaking behind a lectern or free to roam the room? What type of audiovisual capabilities will you need, and will they be available? Determine what message you want to present to find out what message the audience wants to hear about. Ask how much time you've been allotted to speak and be sure to build in time for questions and answers. 2. Develop an internal advocate. Even though it's your show, it's a great idea to have a friend or internal advocate among the audience who can support you. For example, when it's your time to present, have this person deliver your introduction and a brief biography. Furthermore, following the event, this person can offer feedback on how the audience reacted to your presentation. 3. Carefully prepare your presentation. But listen to this. Don't memorize it. Bring a few notes and speak extemporaneously. Be flexible and prepare for any contingency that could come up. For example, don't be locked into a computer presentation only to find the file was deleted or corrupted, or the audiovisual equipment won't work correctly. As for content and structure, we'll discuss those subjects in a few minutes. 4. Arrive at least 45 minutes to 1 hour prior to your presentation. By arriving well ahead of the scheduled program time, you'll have sufficient opportunity to assemble the proper room arrangement, if changes need to be made, set up and test your audiovisual equipment, develop your comfort level with the facility, unpack and distribute takeaway materials, distribute business cards to every place setting, make any last-minute changes you may have to make, which you'll probably have to. 5. Visualize yourself being successful. Rehearse your presentation at your office or at home until you know the material cold. Next, as you travel to the presentation location, picture yourself in front of the audience putting on a great show. Then, when you arrive early at the site, go to the actual room where you will speak and once again visualize to yourself making an outstanding presentation. 6. Check, double check, oh yeah, and triple check. Audiovisual equipment and microphones if needed. Flip charts and markers if required. Seating arrangements. Visibility for the audience. Can they all see the projection screen? Lighting, air conditioning or heating. Anything that could possibly be a disruptive influence on your presentation. Be sure you have a checklist for all of your equipment and double check it before you ever leave your office. And don't forget to double-check to be sure you brought your speaking notes. 7. Check your uniform, including all accessories. Your dress and appearance will be the first thing about you your guests see. Be sure your uniform, including your ribbons and badges, are properly arranged. Find a mirror and check your appearance before your first guests arrive. 8. Greet as many participants as possible as they enter the room. Stand just inside the door to the room where you will make your presentation and shake hands with everyone as they arrive. Be sure to approach in neutral, say your name and repeat theirs. This small gesture will help develop a sense of trust and mutual appreciation. Also, look for the body language and listen for the tone of voice to help you develop an awareness of which guests are potential allies or adversaries. 9. Keep your presentation simple. As you put together your presentation, know specifically what you want to accomplish and make your message fit your audience. Furthermore, don't try to make too many points. 3 major ideas is a good rule of thumb to follow, and be sure to repeat those ideas. Remember what you've been taught in your military career about good presentation. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them, and then tell them again. Now, here's the single most important rule for any speaker, and one that should never be violated. Are you listening closely? Be sure you finish your presentation within the time allotted to you. If you're given 30 minutes to talk, be sure you're done within 30 minutes, and that includes the time set aside for questions and answers. In fact, as you open your presentation, it's a good idea to establish some ground rules. For example, you can say to the audience, "I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. However, I ask that you hold them until the end of the presentation so I can cover all the material and finish in time." Your audience will appreciate the instructions, and they'll really appreciate the fact that you plan to finish on schedule. Nothing is worse for a presenter than to go over their time limit. Audiences have places to go, and when they start looking at their watches, they're no longer listening to you and your message. If anything, it's better to make a shorter presentation and have the audience say, "I wish you could have spoken longer." Remember, many times, less is more. Number 10, don't turn down the lights. In most cases, modern audiovisual equipment provides sufficient illumination to allow for bright, easy viewing without having to make the room too dark. However, in the event you do have to reduce the overall lighting, just dim some of the lights, not all. You see, you want to be in a position to observe the reactions of your attendees. Don't let them go to sleep. 11. Never apologize for your lack of experience in presenting to an audience, for your lack of comfort with the equipment, for errors in the presentation, or anything else. In fact, if you do make an error, listen to this. Never admit it. Unless an audience member specifically points it out in front of everyone, then simply thank them for spotting the error and make a verbal correction. In most cases, there's a good chance you'll be the only one who knows you made the mistake, so don't dwell on the error. And finally, 12, close your presentation with power. Summarize your main point. End on a positive note, something that makes the audience feel good about themselves or what they just learned. Give the audience something to do. For example, take and read the materials you are leaving with them, or to expect a follow-up phone call from you to set up a face-to-face meeting. Thank the audience for attending. Finally, as emphasized earlier, end on time. There's no question that your ability to stand in front of an audience to either educate them or persuade them to your point of view is a skill that helps set a recruiting superstar apart from the rest of the pack. And no matter where you recruit, sooner or later, you will be expected to, or required to, make a group presentation at a Center of Influence event. Do your best to learn the art and the science, and yes, the techniques, behind making an effective group presentation. This simple skill alone could propel your recruiting career to the next level.